Good morning, we continue with Maseches Shviyos. We are in the third parak of the Mishnah Gimel. So we discussed yesterday various halachas that are relevant to taking out fertilizer and putting it into your field without the intention of using it during the seventh year, without intention of using it during Shemitah, because it's also for a person to fertilize his field during Shemitah, but his intent simply is to unload it from wherever it was piling up. So he has it in the stable, he wants to carry it out to the field. Nevertheless, we said there could be problems, because if it looks like he's fertilizing his field, there will be a problem of marasayim. So the Mishnah continues. Yesterday we had a machlaikis about how many piles you could make and how big the piles could be. So the end of the Mishnah says a person can add, Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Alf al ha'ashpatos. The end of the Mishnah Bay says, Rabbi Shimon says you can make even more than one pile. Mishnah Gimel continues along with that shita. Person can make three piles of fertilizer. He can make three piles of fertilizer in his field with the intent of using it in the eighth year, as long as it is within the space of a beisa, which is 50 amos by 50 amos. Yasser mikan, if he wants to do more than that. So the Mishnah says machatziv. Now it's interesting that some of the Mefarshim say that this word doesn't belong here. It's a mistaken word. The word machatziv was borrowed inadvertently from a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah just means to say, according to Rabbi Shimon, yasser mikan, mutter. You can make more than one pile. It's fine, because since it looks like piles, no one's going to think that you're fertilizing your field by making piles. Nevertheless, we'll translate the word, just because it's in the Mishnah. Yasser mikan machatziv would mean you have to make it look like chatzuva. Chatzuva was like a tripod that they would stand a pot on top of, and they would burn a fire underneath. So what he was saying is you have to set it up in a way where it doesn't look like you're fertilizing the field, it looks like it's the foot of a tripod. Divi Rabbi Shimon, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, as we mentioned, he comes from the previous Mishnah. The Chacham and Maisim and the Chacham disagree, they say you cannot make more than three piles of fertilizer in your field, even if you're not going to use it now. Ad sheyamik shleisha, oy ad sheyagbiyah shleisha. You have to either dig it deep into the ground three tefachim, or put it on top of a mound, which is three tefachim high, which again gives the message that it's not being used now because it's not level with the field, so obviously it's not being used. The Mishnah continues, Oysa admits zivle oitzer. A person can make one huge pile, one very large pile of this fertilizer in his field, because again, it's a huge pile. Who's going to think that you're fertilizing when you make a big mountain of fertilizer? However, that's only divre. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. The Meir, Eiser, Achi Yamak Shleisha, Achi Yagbiyah Shleisha. The Meir says, you cannot do this unless you do the same procedure as in the past, where you're going to make a hole, either dig it into the ground, three tefachim, or put it on a mound that's three tefachim high. Hayalai Davar Mu'at. A person doesn't have that many animals. So he can't make himself a pile as we described in the previous Mishnah. He can't get enough fertilizer to make these large piles. So the Mishnah says, he can make the piles with as much as he has, and he adds on to it as he gets more fertilizer. Rabbi Lezer ben Zayah says, no, since it's too small, it's not enough fertilizer, it looks like you're fertilizing your field, you cannot put it out, you'll have to leave it out of your field. And what can you do? As we said earlier, the same suggestion, the same solution we had earlier is, ad sheyamek shlesha oyat sheybiyah shlesha. You raise it, or you lower it, three tefachim. And then again, that gives the message that it's not being used now. Oy ad chitin al sala. He has one more solution. If it's too hard for you to make a mound, or to dig it into the ground, put it on top of a rock. Find yourself a very large rock, and when you're putting fertilizer on a rock, it's obvious and it's clear that it's not improving the field, because a rock is not the field. It's simply, I guess it would be the modern day equivalent of a pallet. You're putting it on top of something, you're just storing there, it does not look like it's being used. We'll continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Shabbat with Mishnah Dalet. Have a wonderful day.